there simply is no way to rid an office of a scandalous politician, whether president, senator, congressperson, unless there is a long and uncertain impeachment process. That can be done, but it is seldom utilized, and more often than not, unsuccessful. There really is no accountability when a politician is in office, and the only real answer, it seems, is to shorten the term of the term in office and limit the number of terms allowed. What do you think? Are not those truly viable options and potential solutions to the political dilemma in America today? If so, then we need not constantly ask the question, who are they, and what they believe, and what they have done, and whether or not it is what we the people want, and whether it is in fact right for our country. We can vote them out. Or if we don't vote them out, they can't stay in office. They just can't perpetuate themselves. We can then, on a regular and consistent basis, begin to groom and develop and mature different and better candidates for office who will bring fresh vision, new morality, and refresh the tree of liberty, and us with it. There are many American citizens in political despair who are, in thought, contemplating the possibilities of resistance and even revolt because they see no answer to this problem. Thomas Jefferson said that the tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots from time to time. But perhaps there need not be bloodshedding, at least for now. No open riots or violence. None of that kind of conduct. But there must be a citizenry at work which protests, resists, and acts as a positive influence for change. That is the symbolic blood which needs to be shed. We the people must not only protest in public assembly or in public actions, but in the aggressive rebuilding of the political process. That is far more important. As such, we can become active in local election and support structures. Get active. That is critical. And in organizations and in committees, get active. Do something. We can band together with people of like minds and effectuate demand and demand change. We can boycott and not support. Our money is important and it should not be given except for the right causes and candidates. Most importantly, we should demand accountability and follow-up. We should know the actions of our elected officials, especially local and throughout the state, and of course at the federal level. We should hold our congresspersons and senators fully accountable. We can do so by demand at the top, but more importantly, by grassroots efforts to effectuate accountability, to demand change, or do our very best to make certain these once rightly elected officials are not in fact re-elected. We can protest through litigation. We can bring the power of the courts for justice and fairness to work in our behalf and individually or in class actions and in connection with others. Keep that as an option. When we find out who they are and they are not what they represented themselves to be, those representatives turned rulers, we can form movements to impeach or recall. We can create notoriety and advertising on the internet and social networks. We can band together and pool resources and advertise in mainstream media. We can work with direct mail, outdoor billboards, and otherwise to inform with respect to the true identity, conduct, and political positioning of those in power. In short, we can provide for a certain kind of legal nullification, when our rights and our freedoms are trampled by those we supposedly elected to represent us. We can refuse to be ruled by an oligarchy of political power politicians, namely the president, 435 congresspersons, 100 senators, and 9 Supreme Court justices, all of whom represent the big 545, 545 people. Think about that. 545 people rule us and make decisions for our lives day in and day out, no matter what we want or think. There is simply no way that all of America and all of us should be ruled by 545 people. No matter how bright or how wise or how fair they are, if in fact they are, I doubt that, we can never be sure who they really are, what they really believe, and how they will really decide or act. And we should have the power of change at all times, or within reasonable times, to protect our interests as citizens and our America. It's not theirs. It's not theirs, the 545 rulers, although they act that way, but rather America is ours. It's ours. America is we the people, not the ruling 545. Where have we gone? Why have we abdicated our rights and our freedoms? Why? They, the 545, prevent us from having democracy, from truly functioning as a republic, often indifferent to the Constitution and the rule of law, thriving on change and the institution of rules and regulations and policies which they want, whether or not we want. The blood of patriots shed in the pursuit of freedom and liberty can occur in the withdrawal of money, support, and influence. Take it all back. But that kind of change back can only occur when citizens are proactive, involved, concerned, and make the political process a way of life. May I repeat that? A way of life. Not a hobby, not something secondary, but a priority, a way of life for your life, the lives of your friends and children and family, and yourself. The vast majority of Americans are unwilling to pay that price, often totally unwilling. They withdraw from the political process as though they have a right to be who they are, live the way they want, in an entitled way. We the people simply do not have the time, it's incredible, to be involved in politics as we should. We leave it to others. That is, we do not make the time because the political process is not a priority. We content ourselves with asking others the question, what can we do? That whiny question, passing the buck to others, what can we do? When in every other area of life, we know exactly what to do for ourselves, or we find out. The big 545 knows that you and I will not pay the political price to step up and participate, and consequently, they rule us with impunity. They pay no attention to us. They disregard and disrespect us. Even as they do as they wish, there is an ever-growing disrespect for the American citizenry and its disengagement from the political processes. There then grows an even larger division between the ruled and the rulers. We the people sit back and we wait for the politicians to tell us what will happen next. We react rather than initiate. We wait for the next presidential or congressional or Supreme Court action to tell us how we should live, even what we should think, to tell us what is right for us and our country in their opinion. Often not ours. And we do nothing. We do nothing. We so often simply react to what happens with resignation, and it seems as though we can lack the courage to take a stand for God and country. And we whine and we moan and we say, what can we do? Every day we lose some part of our precious rights as free people, free citizens, invested with incredible human rights, and we allow an insidious governmental control to grow like creep, unchecked, subtle, and often unidentified. Early Americans were always involved, ready to fight for freedom, even to give their lives. Freedom, the pursuit and protection thereof, was a way of life for our ancestors. It seems as though we have lost that, taken what we have so much for granted, as though America as it is will always be what it was. Nothing can be further from the truth, for the loss of freedom, as Ronald Reagan so well said, is only a generation away. And many think, as I do, that this is the generation that will see it lost because it does so little. What is happening in the world at large and America every day attacks the fundamental concepts of individual freedom and individual rights. We are politically and culturally blind if we do not see that process at work. It is tragic, but it happens inevitably, slowly, but surely. And we do nothing. That is really nothing of any major consequence. In that sense, we the people are the problem. We're the problem, not the politicians. They get away with it, whatever they do, because we allow them. If we do not hold them accountable, if they are not who they represent themselves to be, and we permit that hypocrisy, that political hypocrisy, we, the people, are the problem. We need to spend less time being soccer moms and more time on the political front. We need to spend less time playing golf and more time in the political process. We need to constantly educate ourselves, our families, and especially our children. We have to do that, not the schools, not institutions, we the people, and our friends, and all of those with whom we come in contact. We must attempt to stir up debate, to search for the truth in a day and age when the media conceals the truth and politicians lie and spin and ignore and move on without accountability. We must find the truth and act on it. But that takes time and passion and commitment, which most Americans unfortunately do not have or will not invest. Perhaps that kind of American is content to live in whatever America evolves, no matter the price or consequences. Whatever is, is. But there is the vast majority of Americans who are not so content, and once aroused and aware, will do what is required to preserve and protect America. That time has come. The great Prime Minister Winston Churchill once said, "Sometimes it is not enough to do your best. Sometimes you must do what is required." May I repeat that? Sometimes, like right now, it is not enough to do your best. We don't even do that. Sometimes you must do what is required. And what is required today is unbelievable and demanding. So many feel now that America is in the last stages of its brilliant civilization and its constitutional way of life. The very last stages. So then, it is now required that we do more than our best, that we change our lifestyles and priorities, that we become born again in the political process and in our great passion and love for America and for a free way of life and for freedoms of all kinds, for all, and take charge. We, the good men and women, must re-enter the political arena and take charge. For when good men and women abandon the political arena, the bad, the career politician takes over. And then indeed, as Plato has well said, we, the people, become ruled, not represented, but ruled by inferior men and women. Think about those who are in fact inferior in all levels of government who now rule us. It is time to get them out. America is your America and mine. We must reclaim it, and we can only do so by re-energizing our roles as citizens and lovers of freedom. We can exercise power and influence at the local levels. Please do that. Work and influence where you live. Whether school boards, zoning commissions, township commissions, and the like, we the people can exercise power and influence. And the very same at the county level, and certainly the state level, we can join with attorneys and accountants and business people and others of influence and create a brand new and demanding influence and impact. We can hold people accountable. We can confront and challenge our federal representatives. We can write, we can call, we can email, and we can demand. We can picket and protest. We can show up in Washington and boycott. We can start grassroots petitions for recall, for impeachment, and for changes in policies in Washington. We can demand appointments, and we can demand to be heard. But if we do not step up and demand and challenge and do it now, we will lose those precious rights, and with it, we will lose our beloved America. We will lose our freedoms. They're already on the wane. So many think it is so tragic that the younger generation has so little understanding of political America, its Constitution and its amendments, and the concepts of the rule of law, and the way our political processes work. The younger generation simply does not know, and perhaps it simply does not care. Not only is the younger generation uninformed, but it seems so indifferent. It's not willing to learn and work. That, of course, is the death knell of America, for if not now and in this generation, freedom as we know it can well be lost as the next generation unfolds. I believe that is a very real possibility. For those the young, the impressionable, our future, they must be educated and they must participate rationally, understandingly, and fairly in the political process, no matter their political or philosophic points of view. Without that, America is lost, and the freedoms we now enjoy, once gone, and they're going, are irretrievable. We won't be able to get them back. Statism, socialism, once it is in control, exercises a vicious control over all things and all people. The day soon comes when the state rules and not the Constitution. Oh, my fellow Americans, please, please prevent that from happening. Do it with all of your might, no matter what it takes. The fresh blood, that is, blood, sweat, and tears, the passion, the time, the concern, the caring, the money, the priority, the keen personal interest of all Americans in the political processes of their, our great country must be born again, reinvented and re-energized, or the greatest civilization in the history of mankind will go down as it is now going down. And once down, it will be gone forever. Gone forever. Explain that to your children. I do all I can, and I am willing to lay my all on the altar of freedom. Are you? I pray you will do the same. But we need to do and not talk. We need a political revolution, peaceful, but aggressive, and we need it now. Do your part, my fellow American. Do your part for America, and do it now.